I'm going to ask you, if you would, to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10. Proverbs 10. I'd like to read verses 30 to 32. Proverbs chapter 10. Beginning in verse 30, the scripture says, "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness." Our Father, we ask you this morning, Lord, would you bless the word? Bless it to the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless it to the comfort of your people. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. And I ask you, Lord, speak to us. Help us to worship. We desire to worship. Lord, let us say truly in our heart, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for Christ's sake. Amen. Proverbs 10:25 says this, "The righteous is or has an everlasting foundation." How did that come to be? How did it come to be that the righteous possess, have an everlasting, isn't that a wonderful word? Everlasting foundation. This is sure. This is absolute. Here's how it came to be. The Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous, and all found in Him are righteous, being in union with Him. They're one. That Almighty God would look upon His people, and personally, that He would look upon me, being one with His Son, gives me great comfort, joy, peace. Because of being in Him, the Scripture sets forth that the believer is eternally stable, grounded, founded upon the glorious rock of our salvation. Now that's good news. That's good news. Because I know this life is but a vapor. I know something about seeing people, and wonderfully so, believers, leave this world and thinking to myself, how marvelous to know that they gave a good confession of faith, believed God, rested in Him. His salvation is everlasting. David said this, 2 Samuel 23:5. You've heard this before. Let me just read this to you. He, that is the Lord God Himself, hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. It's sure. This is not maybe. It's not possibly. This is sure. He's made an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire. He made with me. He chose to make with me in His blessed Son an everlasting covenant. This is a contract. And He's crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's, and in His Son, He has given His people His Word. And He shall not fail. This is just a good message. This is good news. Now the verses this morning is going to establish and prove, and I'll tell people this, everybody's got an opinion. But you know what I want to know? You tell me what Almighty God has to say. This is all I want to know. You tell me what God has to say, and I can settle down right there. Now this, the scriptures this morning proves the fact that the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Here's what verse 30 says. This is where we started off. This is what the scripture, and this is the crust of this message this morning. That first part of verse 30, it says, the righteous shall never be removed. Psalm 125:1 says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. I like that. They cannot be removed. Here's the first thing I know. The righteous shall never be removed from the love of God. Verse 30 says, the righteous shall never be removed. Removed from what? I know they're going to be removed out of this world. I know that. I know that we're going to be with Him. But they're never going to be removed from the love of God. Jeremiah 31:3, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Isaiah 54:10 says, for the mountains shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. I know this. Almighty God doesn't change. And Almighty God doesn't lie. And when He tells His people, I've loved you with an everlasting love, He means it. And I can settle down in that truth. I know that this world, the mountains, they're going to crumble. I know that this earth is going to be burned up in the last day, but the love of Almighty God toward His people is everlasting. It's established in the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs 12:3 says, the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And I know who the root is. I know the root's not going to be removed. And being grafted into Him, He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Joined together in Him, the root's not going to be removed, and those in the root's not going to be removed. I know that having fallen in Adam, I know something about being depraved. I don't know the depth of my depravity. I know that I am because God Almighty has told me, and I know something about it by experience. But I know this. I know the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covereth. I know that when Almighty God said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Lord, look upon me in Christ. Only one that Almighty God has looked upon in Christ would even have a heart to say that. I know that though the presence of sin remains, and I know that though I struggle and shall struggle as long as I'm in this world, I know based upon God's Word that the love of God toward His people is ever the same. It never changes. It never deviates. Looking upon His people in His blessed Son, His mercy endureth forever. Song of Solomon 8:6, set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Lord, look upon me in the blessed person of your Son, and I am secure. God's people, the desire of their heart, they long to be thankful and to be found in that abiding place in His heart, to be always remembered and supported by Him. I think about that thief on the cross. I know this. Most of the time, these deathbed confessions, I wouldn't say that as a general rule, deathbed confessions could have a lot of stock put in them. But I know this. Never despair, because there is recorded in God's Word, there is an instance where there was one that I know, because I read it, that in his dying moments before he left this world, Almighty God gave him a heart, gave him a new heart. And in that dying moment, that thief, who moments before was railing on the Lord Jesus Christ, just like the other thief, there wasn't any difference in them. They were cut out of the same lump. But he was one that was a vessel of mercy. And in his dying moments, he called upon the Lord and he said, Lord, would you remember me when you enter into your kingdom? And the words from our Lord's lips, words that dying thief, that he could die with, he could die, and here's all of us, this is all of my hope. This is all of my hope. He told me, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And you know, as that thief died, he could die resting. This is what he told me. The righteous shall never be removed from the love of God. This is the second thing I know. The righteous shall never be removed from the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice. Those of us that know Him, these words that we speak right now, I know that you're physically hearing my voice because you have natural ears. But for those of us that know Him, we have spiritual ears too. And you hear the voice of the Master. You hear the voice of the Savior. And He speaks. And in our spiritual ears that have been given from the Lord, eyes and ears to hear and see, the voice of the Master said, my sheep. Now He said this, and you know it's so. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. I know them in mercy. I know them in grace. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The evidence of regeneration is that God's sheep, regenerated by the power and grace of God's Spirit, they hear the shepherd. They hear Him speak. You come this morning. This is what you wanted. I want to hear from God. I need to hear from God. I desire to hear from Him. They hear His voice in the gospel of His Son. They've got the capacity to hear with that ear of faith, because the Lord has given them an ear to hear. And they know, based on the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, they know, no one's going to take me out of His hands. The righteous shall never be removed from the hand of the Lord. They're accepted in the Beloved. The gift of the Father to the Son, they're His. They're the Father's, they're the Son's. I know this, there's going to be some that'll stand before the Lord in that day and hear Him say, "I never knew you." Those that will plead their own righteousness in the day of judgment. But for those that the Lord Jesus Christ has everlastingly known and loved, all that the Father has given Him, all that has come to Him willingly, thankfully, powerfully, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast them out." Why? It's the Father's will that He keep them. Let me read John 6. Let me read John 6:39 to you. You've heard this, but let me read this. John 6:39. "This is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Oh, the foundational stability, the truth of those that the Father has given Him. Their hope of glory. Those that follow Him, those that know Him, those that have been given eternal life. They didn't earn it. They know they didn't earn it. I am what I am by the grace of God. And I know that. And I'm here this morning just as a needy sinner saved by God's grace. Lord, speak to me. Lord, tell me one more time how You love me, saved me. Tell me one more time how Christ put away my guilt. I've heard that before, but I want to hear it again. In that day, if Almighty God gives me the mental capacity to understand, in that day, if I can think, Lord, let me leave this world thinking, realizing, knowing, and believing, You're never going to forsake me. I'll never leave You. I'll never leave You. I'll never forsake You. Thirdly, the righteous shall never be removed out of the family of God. 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." That verse of Scripture just, I'm lost in the wonder of that truth. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, whether that's in the second coming, whether that's in the leaving of this world from physical death, and I see Him, and we know that when He shall appear, I think about when Stephen was being stoned. And based on God's Word, here was a man that was dying. They were stoning him. And he was moments from leaving this world. And this is what the Spirit of God recorded. And this is what God said that Stephen saw. God said this. You say, well, I thought Stephen said it. Stephen did voice it. But this is what God said. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And Stephen, he said, I see the heavens open. And I see the Lord Jesus Christ standing right hand of the throne of God, standing ready to receive Him. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I've always loved you. You'll never be taken out of my hand. You've always been mine. Well done. What, in himself? No, not himself. But there was Stephen, redeemed by the grace of God and accepted in the Beloved. I know this, that the righteous shall never be removed out of the family of the Lord. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like Him, changed into His glorious image. Can you explain that? I can't either. But I know this based on His Word, that the Spirit of God has revealed that we're going to see Him and be like Him in His image. The witness of God's Spirit has revealed to us that we're in Christ. Fourthly, the righteous shall never be removed from their state of being justified. Five things that cannot be separated from being justified. I know in the eternal will and purpose of Almighty God that we have been justified freely by His grace. I know that. You say, how can you be so sure? It's because God Almighty said it. God said it. He has always seen the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He's always seen satisfaction. He's always seen redemption. Justified freely by His grace. Justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Debt's been paid. The Lord Jesus Christ made sin obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Made sin. Justified by faith. Not that our faith justifies us. But do you know, for a believer, do you know how God Almighty, do you know, what's the foundational, how do you know Almighty God has given faith? And the believer knows it. Evidence, confidence of God's Word. Justified by grace, justified by blood, justified by faith. But how do others know it? Justified by their works. Not that their works justifies them, it's the evidence. It's the evidence of justification. How do you know that Abraham believed God? He took Isaac and he went up that mountain. Now this is the one that the Lord has promised that the Messiah is going to come through. Through that lineage of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's coming. I want you to take your son, your only son, and you sacrifice him unto me for a burnt offering. That offering that set forth. The burnt offering was totally, totally for God Almighty. It was that offering that pictured the satisfaction, the obedience of Christ. That burnt offering, sweet savor offering. You offer that boy, the only boy, the only son. And Abraham believed God. Hebrews tells us that Abraham was convinced that God raised him from the dead. And that boy in Abraham's mind was dead. Abraham offered that boy. In his heart, he was dead. And he believed that God could raise him back up. He told those fellows that was with them, that was going to stay with the donkeys there, he said, y'all stay right here. He said, the lad and I are going to go right up yonder. And he said, we're going to worship God. And in his heart, Isaac was gone. But he's coming back. Because Abraham believed God. How do you know he believed God? Because he took that boy and bound him and put him on that altar. And he took that knife and he raised that knife up and God stopped him. I'm telling you. We're justified. Shown to be justified before others by our works. God's people follow Christ. They follow Him. And then we're justified by our words. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. The Scripture says, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. They bring forth the glory of Christ, the wisdom of God. God's wisdom is a person, the Lord Himself. But the froward tongue should be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. What's acceptable? Christ. Christ. They know. And being found in Him, based on God's Word and His baptism and on the Mount of Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He's acceptable. He's acceptable. And me in Him. They know that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And they know that all their hope is in Christ, the author and the finisher of their faith. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness, foolishness, emptiness. Oh, to be able to be in a place where the Lord Jesus Christ is honored and preached, proclaimed, and where His message is blessed is a blessing. Lord, thank You this morning for revealing to us that the righteous shall never be removed. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen.